curious.
True, it is that. Interesting how your mind just goes, everybody's.
Mind makes assumptions so quick.
Just goes, oh man, yeah, that's what happened and da 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 da. And,
but first it's like, yeah, it's totally true. We choose where we put our attention. And when we're slightly towards a darker realm, we'll go into that, like all those negative things and dive right in. But then you can choose a positive one. Like we watched that Jay Shetty, the freaking man. What was he saying? He was saying they did this study and we can take in more overexposure, more negative overexposure via social media and the internet than people used to suffer like hundreds of years ago through their whole lives. So we can take in more negativity or positivity. I don't really get it because all in one day you can do it more than someone's life, but whatever.
I believe it. Think about the comparison. Think about how hard it would be before to compare yourself with someone else.
Yeah, now you can. It's so crazy.
Think about if there was no internet, how hard it would be to know shit around the world, how someone's doing, how great their life is. Like, I mean, you might know on the new, like from a radio or something like that.
Bro,
hey,
the hottest girls in the world still are getting their boobs done or their butts overdone or different things, their lips, their face, they're making the faces look weird when they're already the hottest girls in the world. It's like, I feel like that's such a, you know, the thing of our society. That's it right there. That's defining, you know, a negative aspect of society, that even the prettiest girls in the world, when they're comparing with whatever, they still don't think they have it. They're still self-conscious of their whole thing. And it's like, it's so wild. But yeah, he says this overexposure is what's causing psychoses, people going nuts, you know? And it's like, you got to just choose what you're going to pay attention to, what you're going to look at, what you're not going to look at. And that was like, today you got that, I don't know what it was, but you got that weird thing. Your buddy's like, watch this video. And we're like, oh, no, let's not watch that. That looks like, you know, we don't want to go there. Yeah. We don't want to watch that 8 minutes. Yep. It looks depressing and weird. And like, why waste our time with that?
Agreed.
But most of the time, if we weren't aware, we'd be like, oh yeah, let's watch it because it's interesting. It catches the mind. And that's like, I feel like anything, like stuff that's super gruesome or, you know, there's so many addictive little things all over the internet. There's so much noise. You know, it's so easy to just watch memes all day or watch, you know, stupid videos, which aren't bad necessarily, but it's just the overconsumption, the overexposure. There's a million things you can get attention, you can put your attention on, where at the end of the day, you're, you know, 80 years old and all you've done your whole life is just been stuck in this portal of watching these things, and you never really lived your life.
Yeah. You can live in that little realm.
Unconsciously.
Oh, completely unconsciously.
You're not lucid dreaming.
I think like you can control what you watch and see and stuff like that to a certain extent, but you can't control everything that's going on in the world around you. You know, that can't happen. But what you can control at all times is what you're entertaining inside of you. Like what thoughts come up that you want to entertain, what actions you want to take, what feelings you want to entertain, and like how much work you want to put into them. So into like controlling that, you know,
what you decide with your willpower, you're going to entertain.
I will not entertain the thoughts that, you know, pull me away from my purpose or my happiness or my sanity. You don't need to, there's no reason to. And that's where I'm saying, like, you know, if you can control, like, hey, I don't really feel like going and see that movie because it might pull me into somewhere. That's great, but you're not going to be able to control everything around you, you know?
Yeah.
You can't control the world.
In front of you, you know?
But that's what people do, is like when they feel fear, like they have like that worry and stuff, they try to control everything. It's like, oh, I can't be around that person, you know, I can't go and do that. And they can try to control the world around them, you know? They control everything. Oh, I can't go. I don't want to go visit the in-laws. I don't want to go and, you know, see my ex-girlfriend or see all that stuff. But you can't control all of it. But what you can control is the inside, what you're going to entertain, what actions you're going to take, what emotions you're going to entertain.
Viktor Frankl did it in Auschwitz. We can do it.
Totally.
Here in LA, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's such a cool story. Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl. He was the psychologist in Auschwitz and then freaking was able to stay grounded, stay mellow, stay happy.
Find light.
In Auschwitz and write one of the greatest books of all time, Come Out Alive. And I think he willed all that into the universe because he had a million circumstances that led him away from the gas chambers, away from death, like a million different times. I think it was all because in his mind, he was putting out into the universe, up to God, all these positive or just believing, affirming faith, boom, 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 that got him out of there.
100%.
The sickest dude.
I need to read that book still. But you read me that little excerpt.
Oh, the greatest excerpt ever.
Curious.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.